Okay, this is Ben again, and my last interview was interrupted by a phone call telling me to get down to where I am now because the police were here giving people hassle. I arrived and there were indeed police giving hassle, and I've got someone here who can tell us a little bit about what was going on. This is going to be a noisy interview because there's a huge street party taking place around us. So, where are we, what's going on, and what just happened?
Well, to be honest, I'm not really sure where we are. I was led here by someone and I wasn't really paying attention, but I think we're in Cochabamba. and it's a few streets with a lot of bars and restaurants and a lot of outdoor seating. So when I first got here, it just looked like everyone was sitting around and drinking, but then it became more of a street party. And we were sitting at a table near the end of the whole party. And things got more and more energetic, like now. And a group of Bolivian women came, started playing music, as you can hear, and waving flags. And I think they're all in traditional dress. And the police showed up and just kind of freaked out on everyone immediately for apparently no reason except that there was a party. And they tear gassed. I went inside a restaurant when that happened. But now I'm back out on the street and the party has not stopped. Like, people dispersed for a minute when the tear gas went off and just kind of went inside or went around the corner. But now it's just as strong as ever, and it looks like the police are gone. It looks like they gave up, actually.
Yeah, I came when the police were here and the tear gas was either just been fired or was still in the air. And they kind of cleared the street a bit. And then they left, and immediately, literally as soon as their back were turned, like 5 feet away, they people bringing tables back out of all the cafes, and the party was straight back on.
Yeah.
But then 5 minutes later, while the dancing was going on, the cops came back through, cleared everyone off the street onto the pavement, and exactly the same things happened. They've let through like five cars.
They're very persistent, these partiers, these musicians.
Well, these musicians are the people that phoned me. They were from the party that I just came from.
Oh.
So who are you?
I'm Jen Waller. I'm from the New York delegation here in Bolivia. I work with Bail Out the People Movement and the International Action Center in New York.
And what does that do?
Bail Out the People Movement was formed when the bailout happened, when the economic crisis hit, and the solution, according to the government, was to bail out the banks. Bail Out the People Movement formed as a response to that, and obviously the message is bail out the people, not the banks. And then the International Action Center has been around a bit longer. I'm not sure how long because I'm kind of new to both. I joined both last summer. So, and it is an organization and also a space in New York City that just is in solidarity with people's movements all over the world and is really successful in keeping up with things and having a very international presence and allies all over the world. And
the party has just moved off, which is
okay. Okay, be safe.
Bye. Okay, I'm going to follow the party. Okay, we're outside the Code Cafe. And it's heaving. I'm going to give you a bit of audio. If I can get there, because there's people dancing in a line now. These women rock.
Resistance.
Yes, yes, revolution and resistance. The name is a siku, and the siku is a resistance music.
She's holding a panpipe.
Toda la vida ha sido revolución. Every time we are resisting revolution here in Bolivia. Every time.
Well, someone's come out and is handing around a big demijohn of the fermented maize teacher, which I always say wrong because it sounds like teacher.